In today's podcast, we are talking about the three phases of business because I want to know if you know which phase you're in, why you're in that phase. We're talking about it's a combination of a money goal as well as a time goal. And those two things together can tell you which phase we're in. We're covering it and you're going to want to take notes. So I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. We are in episode 51. And again, as usual, your girl is excited about being able to do another podcast, being able to come to you with another podcast. I think I have something good for you today. We're talking about the three success phases of a business. You guys know I always have a reason for what it is I'm doing. I am making some shifts in my own business. It's actually just a small pivot, just with my avatar. And I mean, I have been in a wrestling match trying to figure out what direction I was going to go, how I was going to make things better, how I was going to shift things. And if you've been following me, you know that I have been talking about this webinar that I'm doing and that I have done. And I told you I have this training that I'm putting together, and I am axing it all. Like, I'm going back and redoing it all. I'm probably going to just do parts of it in a different way, but because I'm making this pivot, I'm making a pivot to my avatar. It's actually changing some things, but it's changing things for the better. And I'm really excited about that. It's going to give me the opportunity to do more mini trainings and have some more mini trainings on my site, which I'm really excited about because I think that that's going to help. And I think it's going to be a lot better for you. So that is going to be coming soon. I always say stuff is coming soon, but you got to just keep rocking with me. And hopefully you'll be getting a lot of value and a lot of input here on the podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for so much. Thank you so much for continuing to stay with me. The other thing is I just still want to give a shout out for those of you who are joining me from all around the world, from all parts of the world. We are growing. We are doing things. I'm just excited about what God is doing and what He's continuing to do. And me staying the course. You guys, I have shiny object syndrome. And one of the things that that I told you I was in a wrestling match about was because I wanted to do something slightly different. And I was just in a wrestling match. But thank God for accountability partners. Thank God for folks that can really just help you kind of process and think about, you know, where you are and what it is that you're doing. So I'm appreciative of that. So with that long intro, we're talking about, again, the three success phases of a business. The reason why these are important, I want to talk about that, is because it is so important for you to know when you are following people or hiring a coach or paying for a program or, you know, trying to, you know, up your business or launch and all of those different things, to know where you are and who you need. oh my goodness, I am so big on thinking about it this way, because there are so many of us who are taking courses. I talked about this a little bit ago, taking courses that are not where we are. I think I talked about it and actually just a few episodes ago, maybe around 47 or something like that. And that's because we're just not necessarily ready for it. But I wanted to give you, I want to talk about it more specifically about this phase so you can know where you are in your business cycle and you can know who you need to be looking for to help you through to the next phase you want to go to. So three phases for a business. And this is how, these are where, when businesses get these three parts right, they are able to soar. So the three phases are the launch phase, the growth phase, and the scale phase. Okay. Now, it is really, really, really important to understand that these three phases are drastically different. I was listening to a lady that I interviewed, and she was giving a, she was talking about on one of her videos that she was doing how she was talking about how people get stuck sometimes in the startup phase. So let's call phase one launch phase or startup phase. And because they stay using many of the same methodologies of the startup phase, they never get to grow or scale. You see what I'm saying? Because those phases are different. What you do as a startup and what you do for your business to get your business going is not the same thing that you need to grow your business, which is not the same thing that you need to scale your business, which is why you can get coaches at every single level, or why you might shift methodologies, or why you might do some things different, because where you start may not be where you end. I have done some myself. I've done some one-on-one coaching, and I've said I'm not going to do it, and then I may go back and do it. So I'm still, you know, back and forth on that. But my point being is that once you get to a point where you have a lot of coaching clients, right? Especially multiplying that against how much you charge, you're in a lot of respects trading time for dollars, which is why you should be coaching from a value perspective as opposed to necessarily a time perspective. And the value perspective is about what are you helping, what problem are you helping to solve, right? Because that's valuable, and that's what people will pay top dollar for, because you're helping them solve a gigantic problem for themselves, their business, or whatever it is that they need support with. And so that's why when, if you're, let's just say you have 20 hours a week to coach. And let's say, you know, because you have 20 hours a week, which means that you can only take on, let's say, 20 one-on-one clients. You still have to do your marketing, your advertising, you know, you have to do, you know, getting clients, you have to do all of that type of stuff. Right. And so if you are charging, you know, $100 an hour, right, that math is going to be different if you're charging $1,000 an hour, right? Or if you're charging for a 3-month program versus a year long program, like those numbers are going to mean something different. And if you start, let's say, because some coaches teach, you know, when you're getting started out coaching, you know, lower your prices, you know, so you can get your foot in the door, you know, get some experience and then go from there. But then you get to a point where you are trading, again, time for dollars, and you need to, you know, increase your prices, right? Some teach, start out with where your value add based on your expertise and your knowledge, start out at a higher price. It may take you a little bit longer to get your first client, but, you know, am I getting someone that's paying me $2,000 a month versus someone paying me $200 a month? That's a drastic difference, and I have more time to do what it is that I need to do. So it's so important to understand where you are, because the things that you do in the startup phase cannot be the things that you do in the growth phase, because when you're growing, you have to, there are shifts that you have to make, right? There are shifts. You have to go back and look like, I don't want to do it like this no more. You may say, I don't want to work with 20 clients. Going back to my example, I only want to work with 10. Well, if you go from 20 to 10, you got to double your price. That simple, right? And if you're saying, I still want to make more money, maybe you have to triple or quadruple your price based on the value add that you're giving. So you have to absolutely look at that. Sometimes we get afraid to, we'll put a dollar figure on, you know, our product or service. And most of the time, one of the first things that we do is say, we look at, that's too expensive. Is somebody going to pay for that? It just becomes this feeling on the inside oftentimes with us that, you know, will people pay it versus is this worth it, right? And we really, really, really got to check ourselves with that feeling, because there's always going to be people that are going to pay for it. There's people that pay hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars for trash, right? And that, I'm not saying that your program is that way by any stretch of the imagination. What I am saying is that people are going to pay. They're going to spend money for what they believe they're going to be getting. And sometimes people don't get their money's worth, right? And that's just the reality of it. And my goal is to be able to help us to be doing things that is actually really good for people that we are serving. So, and here is the other reason why it's important to know where you are, which phase that you're in. Is that there are, well, actually, let me quantify these phases. These are Dr. T's level of quantifying. So I think that will help you. So when I'm talking about the startup phase and I'm talking about the launch phase, which is the same phase, I'm talking about either zero to start, zero to one. I'm talking about making inconsistent money, however much that money is, or I'm talking about definitely under $10,000 consistently a month. Definitely under $10,000. I like to try to keep it around five, but you could be edging up towards that 10, but you're probably, you know, that's still, to me, that's still in a startup phase, but really five is probably a easy number to say. $5,000 a month. You're still in this, you know, kind of this startup range. And watch this, startup does not have to equate to the number of years you've been in business. Because there's a lot of people that have been in business for a long time, but they're still, as far as amount of money they want to make, can be in a startup, and you know, in startup numbers. Again, that don't, if you are there and you've been doing your business for a long time, but that's where you want your business to be, don't take anything away from what I'm saying. I'm generally speaking about people who want to get to, you know, a six-figure business, a you know, a high six-figure, 500,000 to millions of dollars, right? Like that there's this just a desire to get that. Or you want to not only leave your job, but double up on your job. So you're making $60,000 a year, 120 would be a double up on that, right? That's absolutely fantastic. If you're making 110,000, let's get to 220, right? Let's double up on what it is we're doing. Let's replace our job, have enough money in the bank, be able to stop working, still take care of everything we want to do, still have time off. Like that's what it's about. So regardless of where you are in that journey, you know, don't take where these phases are. And again, this is how I define it. So if I'm working with someone if someone comes to me and wants to work with me, one of the questions I'm going to want to know, are you starting up? How much are you making? Is it consistent, inconsistent? Because that's going to help me to have an idea of, am I going through a launching methodology, my launch framework? Am I talking to you about growth strategies, or am I talking to you about scaling strategies, right? Because those are all three different. When you're getting into growth, right, you are starting to make very consistent money. Like you can say, and when I say consistent, I'm talking 6 months at minimum in a row making $10,000 or more. Like 6 months in a row. The reason why I like to say it like this is because when I think about those of us who are still working a 9-to-5 and you want to, you know, start working 100% by yourself, or you are working your business full time, but you're not necessarily making the money that you want, 6 months in a row of $10,000, that's, you're on the pace for $120,000 a year. Like you're doing something right there, right? All on your own, or you are able to replace your income. And you know that, you know, even if you're saying, like, let's say, for example, you're working a 9-to-5, and you're making, let's say, $5,000 a month, but you've done it 6 months in a row, but you know the way that you can scale that is that you need more time. Okay, well, but you have some proof in it, you know, there to say, no, I am consistently doing this. I have been guilty of doing something for a couple of times, 2-3 times, you know, and be like, okay, it's going, it's good, it's done, and moving too quickly. And that's why I have, you know, in my mind cemented more of what needs to shift and how I think about these different phases, right? And then when you're in a scale phase, scale is when you are hitting a solid solid amount of money, right? I like to say six figures and above, and you're really ready to take that to the next level. Or let's say you've been making, you know, somewhere between $10,000 to $20,000 a month for a year plus, and you just can't figure out how to just, there's just something you need to do different within with your model to do something different, right? Then you're in the scaling. So what I'm doing is I'm taking money and time together to help me to define these phases, money and time together, right? Because that's really what we should be doing, because we move too fast sometimes. We're ready to scale long before we're ready to scale. And what ends up happening is we hire people for a phase that we're not ready for. That might set somebody free right there. You're trying to go from launch to scale, and you got to go through grow. Like if you have done it, what you've done 6 months in a row and it is firing on, I don't care how much that dollar amount is. If it's 10,000, if it's 100,000, if it's $1 million, do it 6 months in a row. Because now you know you're onto something. You got to have that time factor in there, right? Then you're ready to say, look, we can, if you're doing $1 million a month for 6 months in a row, and you're ready to grow and do some things different to take it up to, $1.5 million, $2 million a month. Like I'm talking really big numbers, right? You can hire a guru to help you to get there, right? Because you might be looking at $100 million company, right? But let's make some realistic numbers. Let's talk about the $5,000 to $10,000 range, and you're ready to do something different. And here's the reason why I'm saying this. Again, I just said that we tend to hire people in the wrong phase. So watch this. You could be listening to someone, had someone on a couple of weeks ago that was talking about high ticket offers, Ann Cardin. And there, you know, you can be looking at, you know, watching some people. I follow a lot of people that do high ticket offers. Dr. Myron Golden does high ticket offers as well. Love him, love his work. You could be looking at people who are doing high ticket offers. And the most important word in the high ticket offer is the word offer. Watch this. Don't get yourself in a place where you're trying to have to do high ticket offers if your offer is not only is it solid and it's solving a big problem for people, right? You know, you have to know your stuff. And the reality is when you are launching, when you are literally launching and you're just starting at zero, if you don't have the offer ready first, if you don't know what that offer is going to be, if you don't know that big problem you're going to solve, you are hiring a high ticket coach out of order. You are literally hiring a high ticket coach out of order. I was looking up another friend. A person that I follow, Marcus Rogier. Marcus Rogier talks about traffic. I love his work. I love what he's doing. Good man, doing some great stuff. He talked to you about how to get the traffic. Now watch this. If you have not got your launch stuff in order, you hire someone to help you with traffic, it's going to be out of order. And that's what's ended up happening. There's so many people that I've seen and that I'm watching and that I'm following. And I'm like, but someone teaches how to do Airbnb. Now, if they're teaching you from A to Z and you want to get started with it, again, that's the start. Not how you get multiple Airbnb places. Like, do you have your first one? Do you even know what to do on your first one? You see, I'm getting turned up. My sister has an Airbnb business where she has several properties. And so it's understanding and being clear about exactly where you are. Richard Brunson talks about funnels, click funnels. He's a mastermind in what it is he does, whether you like him or don't like him. He's a master at what it is he does. Funnels. Yes, having funnels are great. Whether you're doing a typical funnel where you're starting low ticket and go to higher ticket, or as Ann says, you flip that funnel upside and you start high ticket and go lower, right? It doesn't matter if you don't have the offer. Even if, you know, maybe you have a free ebook or maybe you have something low ticket. And I've talked about that before. I'm shifting that model for myself and for the folks as well. That's when I was telling you earlier about shifting my avatar. I'm shifting it a little bit. But you have to have the offer. People are going to be on your Facebook feed and talking to you about, you know, advertising. But do you have your offer together? And if you have that together, there are still parts that you want to have clean to know if you are in the right phase. So don't skip phases. Are you in the startup / launch phase? Are you meaning that you're making $5,000 or less, maybe somewhere, maybe a little bit higher than that or less, you're making inconsistent money or you're just getting started? Are you in the growth phase where you're making at least $10,000 a month for at least 6 consecutive months? Or are you in the scale phase where you are ready to take whatever you've done, you've been, you know, for a year or more, and you're ready to turn that thing upside down, double, triple, quadruple your income? Because it's so important to know. Because what I talk about is I talk about my 4-part framework for launching, my 4-part startup framework. I have gone back and forth. I told you I just wrote a whole program. I dismantled it because I said, I want to make sure that my framework is tight, right? Because I know that these are the parts that people need to be able to launch. You got to know what your business setup is. And there's so much involved in the business setup, your professionalism, your consistency, your logo, your branding, right? You know, your assumption planning, you know, the cost. There's so much that's associated with the business setup. That's the part, and that's really separate from your level of expertise. And at first, when I was putting together this framework, I saw those two things very, very clearly start jumping out at me. What ends up happening is we start out with a level of expertise, right? I have an expertise to be able to do this. I could do this well. I could do that well. You've done it for so long. This is what you've done in your business. This is your education. This is what you've been known for in your family or with your friends, right? That's your expertise. That is crazy different from the business. And what ends up happening is we want to do the expertise part, but we don't want to put the business and set the business up right. We want to do the business on a shoestring budget, but we want to charge top dollar for the expertise. That might bless somebody right now. It all has to be congruent. And so if you're missing the business part, you don't have the launch and startup part right. And then you have to be able to know how you're going to fulfill what it is that you want to do. Are you going to do one-on-one? You're going to do group? Is it going to be all online DIY? Are you going to do it through webinars? Are you going to go do speaking events? Are you going to write books? Like, how are you going to fulfill what you want to do for customers? Do you want to go lower ticket where it is, you know, membership sites? You want to do high ticket membership sites? Do you not want to do membership sites? Do you know how to do membership sites? Can you manage a membership site? Like, do you have enough content to put in a membership site? We hear these things, these membership sites, these funnels, these different things, and we're like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. But you don't always have the stuff to fill that out. I'm going to tell you, I was doing a business probably about 2 years ago. I was calling it Life Coach in a Box. And I was going to, it was a membership site. And when I tell you I have everything for it, I still have everything for it. And I started saying, okay, I got to put courses in there. And I had some courses that I was doing. And then I had 4 courses. I think 2 or 3 of them had not been recorded. And you know what happened? I looked up and I said, this is too much work. I don't already have this stuff done to actually fill up the membership site. Done. Not thinking about, not in my head, not on my computer. Done. I had to pull back from it because it was too heavy of a lift. Yeah, it was good for me to want to do a membership site, but I didn't have the content to put in there. I said, because if somebody goes in there like me and they listen to all 4 of those trainings today, what are they going to do now? Right? Like I said, and I realized membership sites, I can't do it by myself. It's just not with the model that I'm using right now, right? And so I had to learn that about myself. I had to learn that. So not only do you have to have all the business set up, you got to have the expertise, you got to have the fulfillment, and then you got to know how you're going to bring the traffic in. There are so many different ways to be able to do that, right? And so you have to have some of that figured out with what it is that you want to do, what platforms, what's your offer, all those different types of things, long before you're ready to grow or scale, which is why I believe and why I teach and why I'm always preaching about startup and launching, because I want us to do that thing right. And these, if you understand these phases, these 3 successful phases of business, and you are clear about them and you understand where you are, then as you go out and you're starting to build and as you're starting to research, you can keep your mental in the right place of understanding, oh, these are talking about growth strategies. These are talking about scale strategies, and I'm not there yet. And that's okay. Put them in a folder, get back to them when you're ready. And I'm going to tell you another thing. The reason why that's important is as you grow, as you evolve, as you pivot, as you shift, you might find that who you thought you were in line with, you are no longer in line with them because you just ended up in a different direction because you started putting that thing together. I cannot tell you how many times I've done that, but it has all been better. It has all been better because I was just in a different place. You have to be able to think about it like that. You have to know where you are because I want you guys to be successful. I hope there was something I said today that was a blessing for you. I want to end in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for who you are and what you continue to do for us. God, help the words that I say to permeate the minds of the listeners here today so that they understand my heart, your heart, God, and be in the right place. Not try to go too fast because it'll be harder in the end. Just be grateful of the phases that they're in and get the support they need in the phase that they're in so that their business can thrive. In Jesus' name, I pray. You guys, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, that follow button. It will be absolutely appreciative. And I will see you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.